I must say I'm very pleased. I'm very pleased with the vote, the first preference vote that I got. And now that I've exceeded the quota and have been deemed elected by the returning officer. But this wasn't a victory for Pat the Cope. This was a victory for all of those who work with me in my campaign. And this is my 17th election. But I have no doubt that this was the best structured one that we had right throughout the constituency, that the areas that were allocated to me. And I stuck rigidly by those, and I think it worked well, having secured a substantial vote, possibly my highest ever in a Dáil election. I'm delighted, but it's a victory for the supporters, for those people who voted for me. But now I'm a TD for Donegal. That means I will be representing all of the people of Donegal together with the other four TDs, and will do it in their best interest.
It is quite a result for Fianna Fáil as a party, isn't it? Charlie McConnell Logue had a battle. He's come through that battle to return to Fianna Fáil TDs from this county. It adds to what has been a really good election for your party as a whole.
It's been a tremendous election, and I would certainly have been very disappointed. And we were all concerned all day, depending on the transfers. And while I was secure from the first preference vote, I certainly wouldn't have been happy going over Mainaroy back to Dunloe tonight had Charlie not been elected as well. So we will contribute towards the the majority party in the Dáil, and I would hope that we will be the major party in government, and we will work not together with Charlie alone but with the other TDs in the best interest of Donegal.
Do you have an ambition or something you want to achieve over the next 5 years? I don't know, a portfolio or anything along those lines. I mean, maybe you haven't allowed yourself even to think in those terms yet. I know you're a loyal party person. Anything you're asked of, you will do. But is there an itch that you've yet to scratch?
No, well, of course, the issues which were raised on the doors with us, and we're very well aware of them, such as the cost of living. Housing is a major one. Students, and of course, I would like to think that students who work, and if they're enterprising and work during the summer or work during the holiday periods, that their income should be disregarded. I might not be able to achieve that, but I'll certainly be suggesting that. And of course, there's the squeeze middle when it comes to housing. There are couples whose income is too great to secure social housing and too little to secure a loan. We have to try and help those people. So housing is a major one as well. And of course, we must continue to try and attract industry. But remember, we talk a lot about foreign investment, but the engine of growth of the economy is the private sector, and we must try to ensure that we motivate those people to continue investing. There's a question also of tourism, the VAT rates. All of that, I believe, will be in the mix while the parties meet to try and trash out a programme for government.
All right, finally, it's been a long weekend. Are you going to give yourself a break from the 5K in the morning?
No. I'll be in the morning. I'll be out in the morning at 7:28, and I'll be doing my 1,787 days, 14 million steps, 3.5 times around the Wild Atlantic Way, or if I could walk on water from here to Boston. So I'll be out. Listen, on a serious note, I would advocate to anybody that they should do this, because it's been good for me physically and mentally, and I hope to continue that. And by St. Stephen's Day, I will have completed 5 years.
And you're going to have to find a route down in Dublin now, too.
Well, while I was there, I wasn't doing as consistently as I've been doing it now, but it's easy to find a route around Stephen's Green and Merrion Square.
Can't believe we spent so much time talking about you walking. But anyway, listen, congratulations.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you very much, Greg. And I would have to thank local radio for the great coverage. We're in a bubble here. Those who are at home have access to what's happening around the country. But the people of Donegal were interested only in what was happening in Donegal. And I must say, on YouTube, while listening to it is fine, but to watch the expressions on people's faces as well, whether it's you or, and John or Paddy, whoever it may be, it was excellent service.